Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A new coronavirus relief agreement from Congress may finally be close at hand after millions of struggling Americans were forced to wait months for help. Congressional leaders are nearing a deal amounting to roughly $900 billion. Aides tell NPR the package will likely include a new but smaller round of stimulus checks. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress needs to keep working to reach that deal.
The finish line is in sight. Everyone wants to get this done. Let's push through the few final meters and deliver the outcome that the American people very much need.
Meanwhile, the COVID-19 vaccination campaign continues today as the country continues to endure rising new infections, hospitalizations, and deaths because of COVID-19. Johns Hopkins University has so far counted more than 16.7 million cases in the U.S. since the start of the pandemic, of which more than 304,000 people have died. President-elect Joe Biden's announced another historic nomination in selecting former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to serve as Transportation Secretary. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, Buttigieg says if he's confirmed by the Senate, he'll focus on rebuilding infrastructure.
Buttigieg ran against President-elect Joe Biden in the Democratic primary, but quickly endorsed Biden after leaving the race. Standing alongside the president-elect in Wilmington, Buttigieg vowed to focus on rebuilding infrastructure and work to shift the country's transportation to more of a clean energy focus. Buttigieg also nodded to the fact that if confirmed, he'll be the first millennial in the cabinet.
The question of how America will look by the middle of this century, the competitiveness of our economy, the security of our climate. For me, this isn't academic, it's personal.
Buttigieg is also the first openly gay nominee for a permanent cabinet post. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has announced it will decide a case testing whether the NCAA's limits on compensation for student athletes violates the nation's antitrust laws. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports a high court's decision to review the Ninth Circuit ruling in favor of the student athletes has enormous potential for changing college sports.
If the court were to rule in favor of the athletes who sued, they might demand pay or other benefits for their work on the field, work that brings enormous revenue to some schools. But the odds for that may still be long, because the Ninth Circuit ruling conflicted with decisions in other courts, and the Supreme Court likely agreed to review the issue to resolve that conflict. Little can be gleaned from the fact that the justices agreed to decide the question. Specifically at issue in the case are the NCAA's caps on compensation and benefits for student athletes in Division I football and basketball programs, and whether they violate the nation's antitrust laws. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 4 points at 30,195. This is NPR. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he is leading a multi-state lawsuit against Google for abusing its dominant position in the digital advertising market. This is the second major lawsuit accusing Google of breaking antitrust laws. Hungary's parliament has voted to ban same-sex couples from adopting children. We have details from NPR's Rob Schmitz.
Hungary's parliament voted to redefine the concept of family in the country's constitution, effectively barring same-sex couples from adopting children. Rights groups have criticized the new law, calling it a dark day for Hungary's LGBTQ community and for human rights. They're calling on the EU to take action against Hungary for the ban. Hungary, a member of the European Union, is under investigation by the bloc's highest court for Prime Minister Viktor Orban's efforts to consolidate power in himself and his party and for chipping away at democratic institutions and human rights. In May, Hungary made it illegal for transgender and intersex people to change their gender on identity documents. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Pope Francis's former envoy to France has been convicted in Paris of sexually assaulting five men in 2018 and 2019. Archbishop Luigi Ventura was sentenced to 8 months in prison, but the 76-year-old defendant was tried in absentia and was not in court for today's verdict. According to his doctor, at Ventura's age, it's too dangerous for him to travel from Rome due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow is down slightly at 30,192. This is NPR.